they should have known they could cast the devil out, I suppose. They should have, I mean, I can only guess why he took such a narrow view of this, except that they were faithless somehow. Somehow, there was a lack of faith. Perhaps when they saw the severity of the possession, their hearts fainted within them. You'd think, after all the healings they had performed in his name, that they would somehow have a bit of confidence built up in them. And I'd like to think the same thing about myself, that sometimes I forget that all that God has done for me, and I look at the current problems and I think, oh, it's too much for me. And Jesus has every right to come down on me and say, you faithless and perverse one. You know what I did for you in the past. You know what I've done, and yet you still doubt. I say, God, I believe, but help my unbelief. I am a faithless and perverse one. It's so tempting to think, oh, we're better than the apostles because we would believe Jesus. Just like the people in Jesus' generation said, oh, if we'd been in the day of the prophets, we wouldn't have been partakers with our fathers in the prophets' blood. And so I say, if we'd been in that, well, you know, we would understand. If Jesus asked us out in the water, we think in our hearts. We think it. Some of us. At one time or another, maybe not all of us, but some of us had thought it. We'd walk on the water and we wouldn't sink because we would trust. And perhaps you would. I like to rather take a more narrow view of myself and try to think in terms of what I need and in terms of my infirmity and in terms of what God yet has to give me to make me like him. And so I rather consider myself as lacking faith. So that I could say to God, give me more faith, rather than thinking I'm full of faith and having Christ have to show me how badly I need faith. I know I need more faith. And that's the thing, it's like you're saved by faith. Well, I need more. What I had at the beginning was enough to get me started, but now I need more. You know, the righteousness he gave me at the beginning was enough to get me started, but now I need more. The power he gave them over the devils was enough to get them started, but now they need more. They need more power. And they didn't see that they needed more power. And they didn't seek more power by prayer and fasting, but they thought, we'll just get by with what we had at the beginning. We'll just get by with the power initially given us. But it wasn't enough. You've got to go from faith to faith. I think that's the answer, that they didn't go on. They were relying on the same power they started with and not seeking to build it, to do greater works. Wow, we can cast out devils. And Jesus sends along a devil that's too tough so that they can see we need more power. They should have sought greater power before the devil came along. And not that I'm any better. God gave me power over one sin. Before another sin came on me, I should be seeking more power. But instead I thought, the power he gave me to deliver me from this sin is enough. It's fine, this is enough. I've got all the power I need to escape from sin. And then all of a sudden a great temptation comes along. I'm like, what happened? How come I couldn't overcome this sin? Because I stopped seeking the power. And we need to recognize our need of more power. We've got to go from faith to faith, from righteousness to righteousness, from glory to glory, ever changing, from, you know, from faith to virtue to knowledge, temperance. We're building things. And our faith becomes greater. Our righteousness becomes greater. Our knowledge becomes greater. Our virtue becomes greater. Our glory becomes more glorious. All these things ought to increase. Else we're not going to be able to do, we're not going to measure up to Christ. And we have to measure up to him. That is the measure wherewith we measure. I don't measure by myself. I don't measure myself and say that's how people have to be. I measure Christ and say that's what I have to be. And that's a measure you can put your trust in. I know I'm going to be judged according to that already. So if I tell other people that it's the same measure they need to be measured with, I'm not judging them. Christ is judging them. In the midst of this, he says this right after this. All these things are happening. Let this sink down into your ears. Because he knew it hadn't sunk in. Just as it hadn't sunk in that they needed more from God, more power, they needed to be prepared for this. And their unpreparedness is going to be revealed. Peter's going to deny him. They're all going to run away. They're not ready. And this is too is of God. You know, the things we go through, God has ordained these things. Personally, I want to seek knowledge and understanding that I can learn it the easy way. that I can learn it without having to go through horror stories like denying Christ in a critical moment. Where that could have been the end for Peter. I mean, if he'd been like Judas and gone out and hanged himself, boom, that's it. And thank God for his sake it wasn't so. But they didn't get it. This saying is like to them another riddle. What is this, another parable? Is this another mysterious saying? Jesus is so full of things that they don't understand that this is just one more. I don't understand this one either. But I'm afraid to ask about that one. Verse 46. And then there arose a reasoning among them, which of them should be the greatest? And Jesus, perceiving the thought of their heart, took a child and set him by him, and said unto them, whosoever shall receive this child in my name receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me, receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you all, the same shall be great. And John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him, because he followeth not with us. And Jesus said unto him, forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. And so this question comes up. And people, in men's hearts is this question. I want to be great in the kingdom of God. I want to be great in the kingdom of God. Why not? Why not? You want to be least in the kingdom of God? That spot is taken. That spot is taken. You can't be least in the kingdom of God. Christ is the least. And he is the greatest. Whoever is the least is the greatest. So there's something inescapable about this. We can't be greater than Christ. We can't be less than him. If we could be less than Christ, then we would be greater than him. I mean less in any way that is significant or acceptable in the sight of God. Everything that is acceptable is within Christ. A servant is not greater than his master. And nor can he be less. In Christianity, we cannot be less than our master. This is a stark fact. What do you think? You're Christ? I have to be. If I don't eventually come to that place, I will not inherit eternal life. I can't enter into the kingdom of heaven. And what they're asking here among themselves is a foolish question. They can't be the greatest. He's the greatest. And they can't be less than him. That's the meaning of the child. Receive this child in my name and you're receiving me. The very least. He's showing them something that they would put in low estimation. A child.